On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, when the Lance comes back from the publishers in the spring, students and faculty alike look back on some of the events of the past year. I wonder how often the disciples discussed each other's impressions of that first Easter in the weeks and months that followed. Those women who slipped out of their houses in the dim twilight of the earliest dawn, did they ever talk about it? Where were you on 9/11, or in the first space flight, or when you first heard that He was risen? Those women had loved Jesus deeply and served Him and His disciples from Galilee to Jerusalem, but their lives had come crashing down around their ears. In the depths of their grief, they had prepared special spices for the body of their Lord, aromatic spices that would be useless that day. Before they arrived, they saw the now useless stone rolled away from the tomb. They had come to visit a body that was not there, a futile mission. They were at a loss to figure it all out. They would neither carry out their plan nor would they be able to help bring about the victory that day. It was already done. Even the two angels in the tomb seemed useless at first. They had been sent to an already empty tomb to roll away the stone and stand guard over what? He was already gone. But the angels did not question why they had been sent there. They asked, "Why are you here? Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how He told you while He was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Can you imagine that? The angels had been listening back in Galilee when Jesus told His disciples that all this would happen. The angels were delighted to look into these things and to hear how the Son of Man would redeem lost mankind. And that is exactly what He had done without your help or mine. It was the day the Lord had made, and He makes everything special. The angels reminded the women of Jesus' words, and this was the most useful thing that could have occurred. The spices were useless, the stone, the reason for their journey, the tomb, the grave clothes, all were useless for their original purpose. The women's reasoning abilities, as well as that of the other disciples, were useless to fathom it all. But Jesus' words, those answered fear and anxiety and depression and grief and perplexity and all. Jesus had said that He would lay down His life for the sheep and that He would take it up again. He had said that He would give His life a ransom for all. Luke reports that after the angels spoke to the women, then they remembered His words. By remembering His words, not just the early day, but also the truth dawned on them. The priceless life of the Son of God has been put in the balance for the whole human race, and there was life left over. All our sins then have been balanced, have been answered. Our debt has been paid. Now everything becomes special. The spices and the love that prepared them, these did not bring Him back from the dead, but they brought the women to the tomb and to God's words, God's messengers. and finally a remembrance of Jesus' words. How precious then were those unused spices, and how precious all those things, people, and events in our lives which God has used to bring us to the empty tomb and to a remembrance of His words, to the realization that if He died for all, then He died for you and me, and rose for us also. When we remember the words of Jesus, then we realize that the resurrection did not come about through the mental powers of the dumbfounded women, nor do we celebrate it because of the far-sighted visions of the 11 disciples. They were too practical, yes, too skeptical, to dream up something like Easter. They did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Now, even their perplexity and skepticism become special witnesses to the fact that the resurrection was not dreamed up by them. This was the day the Lord had made. He makes everything special. Yes, even your life. When we remember the words of Jesus, then we become aware that He who overcame the tomb, the stone, the bewilderment, the unbelief of His own followers, has also overcome the cross, turned it into a glorious sign of salvation. He has overcome our sin, yes, and our crosses too, and has turned our death into the gateway to everlasting life and joy. Surely then, He will also lift us up from every dark valley through which we may pass in our lives. And surely He has given us reason to sing in the midst of storms. Though I be by sin o'ertaken, though I lie in helplessness, though I be by friends forsaken and must suffer sore distress, though I be despised, contemned, and by all the world condemned, though the dark grave yawn before me, yet the light of hope shines o'er me. Grant me grace, O blessed Savior, and Thy Holy Spirit send, that my walk and my behavior may be pleasing to the end, that I may not fall again into death's grim pit and pain, whence by grace Thou hast retrieved me, and from which Thou hast relieved me. Amen.